new media, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission, to unite and assist fellow loners and dreamers, to advise and amuse mankind. On behalf of the Not Sam Network, to boldly go where no broadcast, no Not Samsonite, has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro and Roxy Stryer. Featuring one celebrity husband's midlife crisis, a reformed party girl's quarterlife crisis, and millennials in Star Trek costumes. And now, the captain and commander of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro and Roxy Stryer.
Greetings. Greetings, people of tomorrow. From the new bridge of the Tomorrow Show, our new hashtag woke studios. I'm your host, along with my my fellow host, Commander Roxy Stryer, over at the Tomorrow Show. Like, what's woke? Because I don't think a bar is woke.
Kev, don't kid yourself. This is not a bridge. This is not a bar.
Yeah,
we have been Marianized.
Yes. We're woke.
This
is a good thing.
Woke AF, Kev.
Greetings, snowflakes.
Greetings, snowflakes.
And fellow social justice warriors.
We
are here. SJWs, we are here. We're woke. So, Roxy, you are at the, no longer the Tomorrow Show bar, the Tomorrow Show buffet table? The Tomorrow Show.
No, social justice for the peace.
Yes, social justice
table.
Bar? No,
social
table.
Justice
social justice table.
Counter? Social justice social surface.
Social.
We don't want to offend the other surfaces that might be tall.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Many legs, only two legs, four legs.
Stefan, you're very woke. Stefan, congratulations on your woke studio, Stefan. Are you just excited?
I'm just beaming.
Moist and erect. Stefan. Stefan. What
yes.
do we call a social justice warrior table? Where Roxy's sitting? Station.
Social justice station.
My SJS, baby.
And then in social justice control, Stefan is there. And of course, next to her is a probably, I don't know. How's Michael invited in there? That's kind of, right, Michael Klaus?
Kev, I'm feeling a little triggered sitting next to Steph.
Right?
If I could mansplain this, it would just...
Please.
I feel offended. Just the energy and light.
Big queen energy.
I'm sorry.
Big Puthe energy.
What was the second one?
fellow humans, I don't want to say ladies. Fellow humans, let me take up for you. So, Michael, how you're feeling is, you know what, how our people have felt for the last 2,000 years, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Us minorities, us women, you know, so now you feel like an outsider.
It will take some getting used to, Kev.
Can we give everyone a tour of the new woke studios just via camera? Do all the cameras work so we can show them?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are, you already saw me, you saw
this
Roxy.
This is the guest couch, everyone.
Holla.
For a dollar.
Only now woke people can sit there. So I'm thinking some of our past guests, well, Vicky may not be invited.
Right? She might.
She might be. Well, here's the thing with the woke people. The left used to be accepting of everyone, but now the new left, it's the other way around.
Mm.
You guys are, you know, like slicing throats and taking names. So we've got Mike's adjusting camera for, usually we're to carriers. It's not here tonight.
The wireless station.
Yeah, I think that one is, that used to be the social media station and social media justice. You know,
yes.
that's
what
everything
we handle. has woke context to it now.
So yeah, so when you see this, you see a lot of green, a lot of lemons, white, bright colors, happy days. And look at that booth.
Look at that podium.
Look at that booth. Now, Mike, did you guys move the camera?
So there's multiple cameras going on.
No, but in the booth. Wait, I didn't set that shot because I wouldn't. Why am I seeing the exit door and not the entrance to the studio door with the concert trellis? Right? It's supposed to be the opposite way.
Oh yeah, we were using this one. I think we just it's Yeah, that shot right there.
Shows us the social media. You can't see it, but they can.
Yeah, you don't see it, Kev, but our audience is seeing that.
So we're on the webcam to the audience, to our fellow TTSers. You get to see the, I guess, the butt crack shot.
I want to make sure we get a picture of it. I want to see what your shot looks like because I never was able to see that.
Yeah, we planned it out so that we have the beautiful trellis.
Okay, very nice. Mm. Yeah, lots of, it's very clean. I feel like this is a bar rescue. Sam and Jim were on last week's bar rescue. They made a nice cameo. I always like it when all my friends get together. Tafford, Jim, Norton, Sam Roberts, all together on a bar rescue. But this feels like a bar rescue. This is like, this was the old bar, dark, and now we rebranded to be clean, new, open, woke.
We got mixed thoughts in the chat about it.
I'm sure we do.
A lot of people talking about how they need to buy us sunglasses because it's so bright in here, which is true and funny. Garth says, lemons on the bridge?
Yeah, I know. There's a couple of Star Trek episodes, I think, where they did go to different planets that had vegetation. That's the only way I can... I'm stretching, guys. There's a Studio 4 at AfterBuzz that is better suited for us in... some rumblings. Well, I was going to say internally, but now externally. I feel like we should go back over to AfterBuzz.
Michael and Steph, be vocal if you care.
I do care, Kev. This studio has the aura about it that I think will allow us to attract the top-notch guests and be able to woo them to be able to get them back again.
I disagree. I disagree.
Have that aura.
Because
Kevin, my shot looks so dope right now. You can't take this from me.
That would be
honestly
better,
it does.
But you can't disparage AfterBuzz because we have listeners there all the time.
Well,
so that's
true.
Not the reason. You're going to get all the guests there no matter what.
So, Kev, there is the other reason that we've done such a good job of boasting AfterBuzz's content that the studios are full from about 4 to 5 until midnight.
Yeah, that's the problem, is we don't have the studio space.
You know what we do have, though? A super chat going on in here.
What?
Cha-ching!
From Garth McMurray. He said, some glitches, but make lemonade with the lemons.
Thank you, Garth.
I don't know what the glitches are.
Thank you, Garth. Well, we started late, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, we're going to play it by ear, kids.
Demo says, back to AfterBuzz, please. People on Sam Network can be negative. You don't mean move us back to the AfterBuzz channel. You mean the AfterBuzz studios.
No, of course on Not Sam. Well, we have a mission. We want to build up the Not Sam Network.
Another super chat. Let's hear it. Woo-woo from Matthew Gold, making gold for us, letting Sammy drive to work. He says, lemons make good margaritas.
You know what? They certainly do. Yeah, lots to report. You know, we keep talking remote show, and we could have so much fun on the road, Rox.
Let's go.
Yeah, we could. I think, you know, my old college has invited us back. There'll be a frat party at some point in November. Would you be interested in going, Rox?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
And broadcasting from there.
Let's do it.
We could do that. I don't even know why I got off the subject. Rox, an interesting week, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
He goes down. Go around the room, you guys. Suicide or murder?
Murder.
Hands down murder.
Please.
Everybody
please,
murder.
Please.
Kev, even America is like 50% murder, 30% suicide. Everybody thinks this.
What are the other people?
Maybe undecided.
Because that was weird math.
Okay, my initial thing was...
Not wanting to admit suicide for their own safety?
Can I take you through the process? So my initial thought was suicide because I put myself in his shoes. And that was a mistake because I'm not him. But then AJ Benza, a past guest of the show, and I'll give a plug for his podcast. If you're a fan of Hollywood and kind of down and dirty Hollywood, his podcast, Fame is a Bitch, is really great. And he, I think, had the accurate insight to say, you know, this was a narcissist and someone socio, and would do anything to save his own ass. And he had more cards in his deck to do that. You know, I mean, the people he had that he would have given up could have seriously reduced that sentence. And, you know, I think. And so why wouldn't he try that hand first before, you know, before the suicide.
Can I tell you what I think, Kev?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've been doing a lot of research into this because sex trafficking is one of my
passions.
Not the act of eradicating it.
But let's clarify. But it's got to be attractive people of age.
What for
that
him?
You're passionate about? For sex trafficking.
God!
I don't want anyone thinking you're supporting sex trafficking for underage.
Yeah,
you support it for attractive people who are of age. Right, and of questionable consent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what you support. All right, go ahead.
You know how we always say you need to find a word for something? We need to find the word for when you are not a fan of something, but you are super into it.
Oh, yeah, like, we had this issue.
This is the issue. Because it's not like she's a super fan of sex trafficking, but it's not even an expert.
I just heard the passion in her voice.
What do we call that? You're a what? Like Kevin, you're
warrior.
Really interested in same in World War II.
In Christmas.
We're not World War II fans.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You get what I mean?
Well, then you would add to the halt of sex trafficking.
So this is what I think.
But she's not clearly that's not her passion. And listen, we're in the woke studios where we respect, this is where the contradiction of the left, I get confused because we're woke. We're supposed to accept everybody, but then we really slice everyone's throat who has an opinion other than ours.
So I went to the dictionary and the thesaurus and looked up fan. And here's some different words we have.
Okay.
Admirer, devotee, follower, lover, supporter.
All those work for addict, sex trafficking and stuff and addict. Yeah, why not?
Aficionado?
Poor Stefan is so confused about everything. But that's okay.
Everything.
But we support you here.
Thank
no
you
judgment.
So much.
No judgment. Okay, so go ahead.
So this is what I listen to The Daily every day, actually, and they did a huge research into this. They grabbed all the journalists that have been following this case and Epstein for a while now, and a few days before this happened, they had just gotten access to over like 2,000.
Yes, I heard this.
Files of paperwork and evidence against him from multiple different women.
Right.
Do I think he could have been a narcissist and just killed himself? Sure. Do I think there was absolutely powerful people from every single side coming to him and be like, kill yourself so we don't all get slaughtered? Yeah.
Yeah, but no, this is where you misunderstand me. A narcissist, the last thing a narcissist would do is kill themselves because they love themselves. So the thing is, he had more cards in his deck to play because he's a cad. If I was thinking of me, I wouldn't sell out all my friends and stuff. I'd be like, I'm fucked the rest of my life. Give me a cyanide capsule and I'm out. We had a good run. I'm out. But a guy like this is like, he's the scumbag of the worst kind. So he's a negotiator. I mean, this is a billionaire. So this is a guy like who knows how to negotiate. He knows how to make deals. And he's going to say to them, hey, I got some names you might be interested in. So why don't we just talk about, and I'm sure he starts at a place of let me go and hopes to end up at house arrest of 3 years. And
yeah, that's why he was arguing.
Right. And and that's what makes me think a guy like that, he wasn't out of cards. And when he knew he was out of cards, then I can see him going, all right, I'm going to take myself out. But he wasn't out of cards, and that's why murder makes sense to me. Because...
Yeah, I think it's 100% murder. Like, to me, there's no question.
And like, can for once in this country, for once, we have so many of these conspiracies. We know JFK wasn't just killed by one person. There's no way. But can we just, please, for once, just be like, okay, like, We're gonna crack the case on this one. We're gonna triple down. Yeah, but I doubt it'll happen.
Well, in that also, because usually when people die, all criminal charges are dropped, which I don't really understand because it's not fair to the victims. In this case specifically, they're planning on not doing that and actually going full force with it. So I hope.
You hope.
There's just so many shady things too. If it came out yesterday that the guards fell asleep, that were supposed to be
come on, yeah,
and they're over, like,
they're PR,
they're understaffed.
Yeah, but you know, notice clever PR, like it's how they're fighting back by saying that. You know, average person buys into it, but yeah, I think I'm glad we got rid of the guy. Good, done, but you know. I don't know. It just shouldn't be that easy.
No.
And it shouldn't exonerate.
I want them all to burn.
They all, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, a therapist of mine, Ida Kendall, had said to me like 2 years ago, and I think I told you this, Rock. She's like, listen, whatever's going on with the stars and the planets, maybe it was like a year ago, she said, anything that was built outside of integrity will fall. And man, am I just seeing
the truth in that.
People who've tortured us dying, people who've tortured us losing their jobs, and not just us, other people. I mean, there was one person who was on their deathbed, and this was like last year, and I remember asking this person about their job, and the person said to me, well, it's not that bad. I only cry once a week in the bathroom now. And this person was in their early 40s and had been at the place for 14 years. Super hard worker, cared so much about it, and management making her cry. So, and happened to be someone who also, you know, terrorized Maria as well. And anyways, it seems like they're falling. I hope they continue to fall. Yeah, it's kooky times, man.
When this kind of thing happens, Kev, do you feel bad that somebody's dead?
Nope. We talked about this, didn't we, last week?
Well, we talked about this a little bit with the agents.
The Catholic me, being a crazy Catholic and all the brainwashing they do to you as a kid, you don't feel bad, and then you immediately feel guilty for not feeling bad. But thank God that, you know, my inner Jew, my outer Greek, all the other cultures that, you know, now I've been around make me go, wait, I'm sorry if I'm not, relieved that someone who's trying to hurt me is gone. You know, I'm sorry. Like, you know, and I'm not actually sorry. I think that's a natural, that should be a natural instinct. Someone's trying to hurt you and isn't stopping, then yeah, bye. And this guy Epstein, like a billionaires don't tend to not to learn lessons. Even, you know, this is going to get off the subject, but Roger Ailes, you guys, the loudest voice, it's super, it's really good, but it's also super painful to watch. I can't imagine you, Rox, watching it. Maria, it was really hard for her to watch. But, you know, this is not a spoiler. Roger Ailes, like, you know, he eventually gets fired and he dies months later. But, you know, it was the hardest thing to watch for me being a... you know, growing up in a working class, you know, poor to working class neighborhood in the first part of my life, that his, quote, punishment was a $60 million payoff.
Right.
I don't know. We should all be punished so bad. Now, Maria's argument was like, Kevin, he already had money. It was the loss of power. And that's true. And that all probably did pluck his feathers and accelerate his demise. But, you know, one good shrink, Rox, literally take one of those 60 million and get yourself the best therapy to teach you that, you know what, you're good.
Yeah.
You came out okay. You've got money. You can build a whole new world for yourself. So, you know, even like that, quote, justice, I don't know how just it was. 60 million, Rox, right? Am I crazy?
No. Yeah, I have a similar situation. Somebody I know at whatever that they do wrong, they get money.
And they get money.
They do wrong, they get money. It's kind of crazy, Kev. Going over to the chat for a minute, a couple of different things. Most people seem to think murder.
Murder, huh?
Yeah. Also, just so you guys know, in the booth, there's this no signal sign that keeps popping up, going away, popping up. Just making sure you guys are aware of that. Okay. As long as they know, Kev.
As long as you know.
That's the important part for the people.
Half of it's knowing.
Yeah. And, Steph and I were talking about this earlier this week. I don't know if you saw in the news, Kev, there was a bizarre story about a maybe Brazilian drug dealer. Was it Brazilian?
Brazilian.
And
or at least in a Brazilian prison.
Yeah. And he, Kev, this is kind of amazing. He had somebody, he had his daughter bring him a silicone mask of her face and her clothes, and he put it on and tried to switch places with her, his 19-year-old daughter, he had 73 years sentence in prison, to try to escape so she would stay in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught him on his way out, and we were talking about the story. Good, I mean, what idea, kind of a dad? Though. Yeah, but he looked like a. It was creepy looking. Like if you pull up the picture, you'll see like his face. It's a silicone good mask. But that,
oh my God, look
crazy.
At this.
But we were talking about it, and we were kind of laughing about the psychos in the world. And it turned out by the time we were talking about it, he had killed himself after it didn't work. And a lot of people were like, you know, rude to speak ill of the dead type, but it's like, no. This is a dickhead who was in prison for whatever it was that he was doing, then tried to get his 19-year-old daughter to switch places in this, I'm sure, very safe prison for her.
Is this him
crazy.
Taking everything off?
Yes, this is him taking it off
look at
after
the little,
he gets caught.
The little body. Wow.
We'll see when he, after he gets caught.
Like,
73
what?
Years
what? I can't get over
it. I
want to
see. Does he get a surprise? A big smile? Oh, no. Angry.
I'm pissed.
He's tiny, huh?
Yes.
Wow. But, well, you know what he was thinking with the daughter?
What?
Well, okay. He gets
out. Let her out?
Yeah. They're not going to keep her in there.
You don't think in Brazil that they would, until he comes back?
I mean, Brazil's not really third world, is it?
I don't think that their prison system is particularly.
Yeah. I mean, again, I always, I don't know, God bless America, but as much as we complain here, like, I think, you know, they'd rock in a hard place if it was here. But down there, yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild.
Funny, talking to, I was talking to Sam Roberts today, and last week, for you fans of 90 Day Fiancé, and if you're not a fan, my God, please become a fan if you want. I literally can't watch any other reality shows now because the bar is so high by this show, and Sam, back in the day, introduced everyone to it on O&A, and his Friday show last week did a really great in-depth coverage of all the new people on it, so I urge you on the Not Sam channel to check out his Friday show. And then today, you might get mad that I'm leaking this, but today we talked about he's going to be probably doing more movie coverage. And actually, Rox, he talked about wanting to co-host with you.
Wanting to co-host what?
A movie show.
Wow.
So if you watch...
The more movie coverage is going to be a separate...
Yeah, because he does this great dive on the new Travolta movie. And they did the same on, I believe, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And... him and Hot Dog, just they go real deep, and he wants to start picking certain old titles that he loves, announce to the fans to watch that week, and then do a review. And he's like, "I really want to do it, Roxy."
I would do anything to do anything with Sam.
I figured that.
Yes to that.
But here's the thing: it opened up a bigger conversation, Roxy, that I'd like to share with you.
Roxy to New York?
No, oh. No. But I mean, yeah. He in a second, if you wanted to, I think. Maybe he talked about that.
I know,
you
but
joining Sirius.
That's true. But I told you, Kev.
Yeah, I know.
I have my captain.
You're the best. But I was going to say, Sam. What he ended up saying to me was, "God, and I said, "Listen, Sam. When I say you're the best, I was like, I mean it." And I was giving Sam the examples of why I think Sam is the best, and. And I said, and you know, for Roxy and her age and what she does, I said the best. And he said, hands down, the best.
Love him.
Oh,
that's really sweet.
And then
we stand Sam.
Yeah,
100%.
No, and he said, and then, but this was what became interesting, the conversation.
Oh, no.
No, it's not an oh, no. It's just something interesting. It might be interesting to bring up to, you know, our fans. But he was saying, God, I don't understand why she wants to be an actress. It's such a... He didn't say it's hard. I don't want to put words in Sam's mouth that's meaningless, but he just was like, why pretend to be someone else when who you are is so amazing, basically. And he was like, I wish you would just like hyper focus on the hosting thing. And I said, you know, I wish so too,
Kevin.
15 years ago, I would have probably been like him. And now I understand that you've got to let people.
Well, I wish so too. I wish so too. It's hard to explain when you have a dream why it's your dream. It's hard. I have wanted this for so bad since I couldn't even make sentences, Kevin. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted to do my whole life, and it's never changed. And I don't still want to do it because I wanted it then and I'm unwilling to give up. I still want to do it because it's still every single part of me, my dream. I love portraying other people's characters. It's my version of storytelling. So, like, you're a storyteller. I'm a storyteller. The people in the booth, storytellers.
I'm actually a pithy hound.
Well, that's a type of storytelling.
That's true. You're right. That's right. You're right.
When you want,
why are you laughing?
When you want to tell stories, and you will do that any medium, which is why I host. This is a great way to tell stories. But my favorite medium of telling stories is by embodying somebody else.
And you're also a writer, and I mentioned, you know, because then Sam was like, well, Sam was saying how. He's like, yeah, but then you're at other people's mercy. And he's like, well, she's writing her own, many, many of her own projects. And I said, they're getting traction. And here's the thing. You got to try when you're young. You just have to, because you never want to look back and go, God, if only. And if you look at Maria's career, and this was the blessing, I think, of being with an older person, was I never wanted Maria looking back and saying, oh, I wish I had done blank. I mean, the only thing Maria says now, I think, is, you know, I wish I didn't take as many shots to the head. I wish I,
of course,
maybe wasn't as stressed out as I was. I mean, but there's not any regret over I should have done, you know, this or that, because she did it all. And now she's doing even more. But I was like, you know, to me, that's the worst tragedy, when the person looks back and goes, if only, why didn't I try, you know? And I think you got to do it. You have to go for it. So, and I believe, like, you never stop trying. And, you know.
I also, though, am so grateful that I found hosting, or more like that Kevin found Roxy. But because I don't ever want to stop hosting. I love it now. I when people say, if you could only be one thing. It's a stupid hypothetical question, because it's 2019 and that's not the case anymore.
It's right. It's not feasible, and I don't know anybody blessed enough to, like, well, listen, you're blessed. If that's, you want only one thing, oh my God, and you will be so successful if you do. The people I know who just have that one thing and they laser focus on it, they're the most successful. But most of us aren't like that, one. And two, business-wise, you know, at least in this business, it's not practical. You know, you have to diversify. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll focus on the good of it. Sam, just acknowledging your talents.
Thanks, Sam.
Not a bad thing. And then, you know, back to 90 Day, Michael Claus, editor-in-chief of the AfterBuzz TV networks. What do you have, Mike, on 90 Day?
Well, I just want to say that if you are a 90 Day fan or a Bachelor or a Big Brother fan, we now have our daily 90 Day show, or 90 Day News Daily. We have Bachelor News Daily and we have Big Brother News Daily. And on 90 Day, we actually broke another exclusive today with one of the cast members.
Ooh.
Christy Olsen reported on that. So go check that out on YouTube. Type in 90 Day News Daily. There's an entire playlist where we have all of those. They range from 2.5 to 3.5 minutes, something super short that you can catch up on the news of the day. And also make sure you subscribe. Those are on the reality channel of AfterBuzz TV.
And we have so many 90 Day Now former cast members who are writing us and giving us inside information, which is great. And we're doing the same on Bachelor. We have the same on Bachelor, and we have the same on Big Brother, right, Mike?
Yep, Bachelor and Big Brother. Like Bachelor today, we were the first to be able to report and cover. There was the people hanging out and some relationship drama going on, so we were the first to report on that. And these shows are getting tens of thousands of views. People are loving them, rave reviews and comments and everything, and the channel is growing incredibly well. It's great.
And on top of that, for Big Brother, we actually have a previous Big Brother contestant, Rachel, who does it. I'm always, when we're walking through studio, picking her brain about this season and everything going on, because she's got all the insider information. They're like one big incestuous family, if you've been on that show. So that's a bomb one to be on, because I need to know everything. Like, I can't get enough of that.
When I was younger, I used to so wish I could be part of one of those cliques.
Really? You wanted to be part of the Jersey Shore clique.
The Jersey Shore clique, before that was a challenge, like, you just, or your Real World, like, and now I look back and I now am like, I can't think of anything less.
Kevin, you remember the first audition that you helped me go on? I wonder if you remember this. Moved out here. First time I went to the old AfterBuzz house.
Yep.
And it was for you to help me tape Oh, that's my real world audition. Yes. I came with a suitcase of outfits. We did a whole different
Roxy
thing.
Roxy Stryer, what? Oh, yeah.
And I got a call back, and it was at Hooters in Bakersfield. And Grammy and Popo drove me, which was like an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah.
And Grammy and Popo, my now 92 and 94-year-old grandparents, but then probably it was like 10 years ago, drove me to Bakersfield to a Hooters in the middle of nowhere to have my call back. And ultimately, they told me that they did not go with me because it was a season that they were going to somewhere where being 18 was not good. You needed to be 21.
So. I remember that.
Is that why you love Hooters so much? I think we had our first date there.
I'm obsessed with Hooters. I love it there so much.
Which one do you go to? The one in Hollywood or Burbank?
Hollywood. I love Hooters.
Listen, I know we're in a woke studio. Mm-hmm. So let me phrase this in the right way. Are the girls hot there?
Yeah, yeah.
Because normally they've really gone downhill the brand the last 10 years. I
know.
A few times I've been in there.
I think they're amazing.
They were cute.
Cute. See, thank you, Stefan.
No, like, there were some hot ones, but a lot of cute girls.
They're kind of sweet, Kev.
Yeah, they're not really like, sweet.
It's not like oogly. They were like girl next door looking.
It's not my thing, actually. I don't like anything like that because I'm pretty like
woke.
Yeah,
Stefan.
I'm pretty crazy like that.
Yeah,
totally. But they
woke.
Were really sweet, and really good French fries. So
I became friends with a girl there named Katie, and
I love her already.
Katie is she unfortunately had to go back to Australia because her boyfriend didn't propose to her. It was a whole thing. So
oh boy,
it was a bummer.
Oh,
for
she needed a green card.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Katie was a stunt woman. And so she was like a badass gymnast stunt woman working at Hooters. And she would tell me all these stories about it there. Like, I just loved it because all the girls seem to love it there. They make great tips.
Well, and they deal with all the tourists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Hollywood many Boulevard. Tourists. Like, they are dealing with people
know,
who
leave
are
it
like,
to
it's
you,
so exciting
Roxy,
to be here.
You are just quietly such a weirdo.
I'm so weird.
So weird to
you can't
be,
ever expect what I'm going to like.
Because the Hollywood Boulevard Hooters is it's
know,
a tourist
spot.
Place.
Like, I love it. Well, it started because I was going to all these premieres and screenings at,
oh, right.
At El Capitan
or at
the TCL.
Yeah.
So... I was always looking for where to go beforehand, and there's the Hard Rock and all these places, but they're very expensive. I like to have a drink, some wings, and then go into the thing. And so I was like, F it, let's go to Hooters. And then it just became my weekly spot. I would just go into Hooters every week.
Why not?
But then when Katie got deported, essentially.
Wasn't as
fun. But seriously, Rox, I hate to say this, the French fries were really good. The chicken wasn't.
It's a bummer.
And
yeah.
I love wings.
Yeah,
like
but no,
wings.
They've
not the whole thing.
It's an experience.
But
it's not the quality.
But I also think that brand needs a refresh. I do.
Definitely they do. Definitely they do because it's been the same always. And like, I remember all of the, like, I went to Vegas Hooters and I got the little Hooters girl shirt because it was so cool and fun. But, like, my sister's friends don't think Hooters are cool. My friends don't think Hooters are cool. It's like an older now.
Yeah.
They need to rebrand. We need a new logo without the owls, new shirts, new uniforms, a little flashier. Like, not.
Maybe get away from the
flashier,
orange.
Flashier, more like, yeah, maybe get
maybe
away from
black.
The orange. I just mean flashier in terms of, like, cooler, chicer, you want to look sexy, less.
But
like,
then they get nervous about losing the core base that's left. So
which
yeah.
is me. I am literally their core base.
No, Rox. The core base is literally like trailer park men.
That's me.
Also, Roxy.
It's funny. Yeah, and so much is. I mean, listen. There's certain brands that take off that the food's amazing in that space, and then there's ones. It's like. Here's the one I don't get. And I'm not saying because they're not woke, but Chick-fil-A. It's okay.
Whoa.
Tell me.
Kev. You know they are not woke, right?
I know they're not woke.
The worst.
You've got to go. Be careful with your words, Kev.
Why? Because is it that
good? Never going there again.
This is the Lord's food that you're talking about.
Okay, I know.
Kev.
And I
I'd
went
rather
and,
eat communion.
They actually were just voted, I think, the most popular restaurant in the country.
Yeah, no, they're huge.
I've never eaten there.
It's just one of those things that hype.
I've never tried it.
I tried it and it was just like, it's okay.
Really?
I feel that way about Shake Shack.
Oh, Shake Shack's good.
I had the
Shake Shack growing up. We had one in Chestnut Hill.
I like
it didn't come until a little later, but like it wasn't that cool for me.
Have you tried it recently?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They have to change their fries.
So does In-N-Out. In-N-Out has the worst fries in the entire world.
Well, you know why?
But yeah, we're not going there either, Rox.
But you know why? With In-N-Out, because it's actually a fresh potato that they squeeze.
I know.
And I know from the carny business because we used to sell them.
It tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's real. You know, you want all the preservatives and garbage that the other ones put in.
I don't mind the In-N-Out fries. I mind Shake Shack because I know it's frozen and the crinkly, the fake crinkles. You know those ones?
That yeah, have, like, the yeah.
You know, you, yeah, you got it out of a freezer.
We also had another epic moment this week. Is that
we
me
did?
Beeping you guys?
It's not me.
Maybe it's
no,
me.
That was
it's at the only MC.
I was doing some AfterBuzz work talking with a one and only Bree Phipps.
I was
thank you for letting us know that, Michael.
Yes, we like that. That was good.
always doing stuff, always hustling.
That's like my favorite thing for a little insider baseball right now. We have a
I am guy, now gonna itch knows. My nose.
Yeah. We have a guy, yeah, me too. I'm rubbing my eyeball. We have a guy at AfterBuzz named Jeff Graham. We've talked about him on the show. He's been on the show before. We love him.
Jeff Graham, aka
one of the
Jeff
things
Scam.
That always make fun of him for is he does all of our red carpet programming, right? And every time he gets a call, he announces to the room, "This is a publicist," and then he gets up and goes and takes the call. Like, why did you? I don't need to know that. You just pick up the call and walk out. Excuse me, this is a publicist?
Okay, because you don't speak goy.
Because he doesn't want me to think he's talking to a friend or something. At work.
No, number one, he's saying not a personal call. Number two, I'm going to have to leave my post so someone can cover it. Number three, because it's a publicist, let's use our inside voices. Because I've been there when he does it.
Is a publicist?
Yeah, thanks for the goy translation.
That's a goy transition. Okay. You know, you're not used to goys. Goys who dance around subjects rather than everybody shut up. I have a call. You know, this is an important call. You know,
it's just such a weird.
Or just sitting there taking the call and making everyone be quiet. So it's Rox, I tell you, you've been with me long enough, but you still can't quite speak goy
no.
100%.
No.
So. And I'm losing the translation for it, too. I'm not lying. It's
tough.
Yeah,
but you know what? I speak more goy than they speak Jew.
So much more goy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Jew, it's like Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, Russian, any of the Eastern languages are far more difficult, Rox. Mm-hmm. So it's just harder. Mm-hmm. Than a nice basic like Spanish or Italian, you know, to speak. It's just hard. Yeah. Goy is a lot easier.
I told you what I wanted to start with Yael Teagle over there, the show I want to start it after us.
What?
How do you Jew? And just
listen,
talk about all of our...
Wonderful transition. I'm very open to this on our new North Pole Networks.
Woo!
This was...
So confused.
Well, I'm going to tell
you. Take a look at these pics, baby.
We've talked about this for years. And we did our premiere broadcast, inaugural broadcast for the North Pole Networks. It will be dropping on Monday. And the name of our show is Christmas Starts in August. One show on the network. The first show on the network, Christmas Starts in August. It's myself and Jeff Scam, a.k.a. Jeff Graham, and your friend Mikey Christmas.
This is a bizarre thing that you're doing.
And then Ryan
so
in the booth.
So you already taped one?
We taped one, and I'm telling you, you guys, everyone was beaming after.
Do you understand how happy Mike was? He came running up to me.
What did he say?
You don't even know. I've been waiting my whole life to do this show. I'm doing a show with Kevin, and it's about Christmas. I was like, yeah.
And Ryan in the booth, who's Gen Z, saying they came in beaming. That was amazing. Oh, my God. I have so many ideas. Yeah, who would have thought? That a Christmas podcast.
Oh my God, these pictures are amazing.
Beginning in August. Christmas starts in August. It is our new podcast. We've been talking about it for years. It finally launched. It drops on Monday. And you can go to the North Pole Networks channel and
subscribe.
What's
like the weekly dish that happens?
Yeah. Especially
well,
in
listen,
August.
Well, listen, this is the... Well, oh, why don't you just, you know, you guys just really on
they
this
crew. They
don't
call me Satan for nothing,
yeah.
Kev.
Okay, well, if you must know, we have lots of fun things going on. For example, we're having a store watch. So everybody, all the hosts of the show, you know, need to report in every week on what stores are dropping out decorations first.
Oh my God, that's
so it's
hilarious.
A lot of fun. And then also, Roxy's face is sorry. Rox, your name came up on the episode. I give us I give an instruction on how to win over Ebenezers, how to win over non Christmas fans, how to win over Jews to get them to see the holiday. I have a full strategy. Jews. And
well, first
I brought
we take
and
them
I brought,
and we put them in their camps.
And no, then. No. We tried that and it didn't work.
Oh, shit.
It just made you guys stronger.
Oh, my God. What just happened so quickly?
And it made you guys more angry and hate Christmas even more.
I meant summer camps on the East Coast. That's where we go, playing volleyball and stuff.
Listen, it's simple. But listen, you got to tune into the show if you want to hear it. I can't give out the formula.
Okay.
It's a pretty simple formula. Your name came up, Rox, and I don't know. Here's the thing. How do you Jew? May not totally fit on North Pole Networks, but I like the Jewish Guide to Christmas.
No, but I'm not hosting that.
Well, you know, we haven't gotten there yet, Rox. Mm-hmm. We're in
and
early.
Yell is 100% not.
Okay, yeah. These are early. Listen. We haven't even discussed this yet, so nothing's being taken off the table.
Let's go over what's going on in the chat right now, Kev.
People are clearly excited about Christmas starts in August.
Matthew Gold says that he's going to watch. Don Wooding says that he's going to watch.
Thank you, guys.
Juliana is going to watch. Steamer says it only took Kevin years to get this going. he built about 900 studios in
to
that
get there.
Time.
Yes. Well, like a goy, I had to earn it.
Brandy says, I don't know, Rox. Christmas starts in December for me. I feel you, Brandy.
Listen.
You.
Okay, can I tell you the two-part mission of the show and the network? Before you guys just hate... It's a two-part mission. One, obviously, to prepare for the greatest day of the year. But two, and don't rule out two. Look at that angry face by Stefan. Mm-hmm. Don't rule out number two. And this is the bigger part of the mission. Mm-hmm. To extend the Christmas spirit for as long as possible. So instead of that spirit of giving and generosity and forgiveness going 2 or 3 weeks... Let's try to have it go a little longer. Let's have it go as long as possible.
Now, Kev, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that you guys are clarifying this in the podcast. You're making sure to let everyone know that Santa's white, right?
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet.
I literally just shit my pants.
Okay, now listen to me. No, no, kids. Okay,
I did not know that was happening.
No, Mike, he set me up. Good producer. I will tell you, bring up the picture, James Lott Jr. James Lott Jr. had to sit out this month. He's out of town on assignment. He will be back. He's our Black Santa.
He is actually Santa Claus.
He is, right? True. He is so Santa. And I have Megan Murphy, who is the editor-in-chief of Good Housekeeping Magazine, who will also be joining the show. We go over tips on shopping. We go over a little bit of nostalgia. We'll be covering movies that you should watch, some hidden gems you may want to watch. You know, there's places right now you can actually listen to Christmas music. On your if you have DirecTV or Dish, there are channels designated to year-round Christmas music.
There's Christmas towns?
That's right. We talked about Christmas towns. We found a couple of abandoned Christmas town that we want to try to buy. And another called Santa Claus, I think, Arizona. And then there's another...
What are you going to do with it, Kev?
I'll rebuild it. Mm-hmm. Like I do everything.
What are you going to put in it?
I'm a fixer. What's that? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Be a sanctuary for other weirdos. I mean, people that are into Christmas. And then we found a bunch of abandoned Santa's villages. And so we're going to probably be going on a field trip, me and the boys.
Did you see the new Christmas movie trailer that dropped yesterday?
For Netflix, we covered these. So Mikey Christmas covered all the...
The Last Christmas?
The Emma Thompson written one.
Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding.
Okay, give me more.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Where's it going to play?
I think it's
in the movie theaters.
Yeah, theaters.
I don't know. Maybe it might have come up.
It looks incredible.
FX is doing a three-part version of Christmas Carol. My friend Chuck Saffler, who's been on the show. Second in charge of the networks. Rolling the dice a little bit. Do you guys know... In radio, especially in the current state of radio, do you know that the number one ratings that radio stations receive is when they switch over to Christmas music?
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Vin says, this is depressing.
Oh. mm-hmm. Well, Vin, why is it depressing? It's not supposed to be.
Because he doesn't want winter to come.
Okay, here's the thing. We were looking at it this way. back to school is preseason. Okay? And then, once we're the back, which is happening now, as Michael already pointed out, Costco just dropped its Halloween costumes, which is great. And once we hit, you know, once we hit Halloween season, then we're in. It's holiday season. And that's more, you know, the early regular season. And then, of course, Christmas is the playoffs, and I think it gets capped New Year's Eve. That's the Super Bowl. And then we're out. Then we're, then I think after the real Super Bowl, we're all pretty depressed until, I don't know, probably, you have like a tease with St. Paddy's Day. We also had a debate over whether the Easter Bunny is dead. Because the Easter Bunny used to be able to hold you over. Used to be a little subutex to your heroin, and I feel like he's fading.
I like chocolate.
I think he's fading too.
He's fading rapidly. We debated.
It's because it went from Easter break to spring break, and now, and well, I get it.
Well, Steph, you seem so passionate about this. Why did you not, didn't you join us on the panel? Will we actually break this down? We have a special segment.
First and foremost, I wasn't invited, Kev.
Oh, all right. Well,
awkward.
Ashley Grace Daniels was out of town, and she's demanded to be part of the panel. She's into it.
She would be amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry you guys aren't so into it. I do want to, listen, we're going to talk about the Jewish Guide to Christmas.
I feel like it's just like,
it's just not me. Ask Ben Bateman to do that show.
No, Ben, excuse me.
Who celebrates Christmas.
Ben Bateman needs to because he's in the toy business. So guess what?
Yeah, that's true.
This is it. This is bread and butter. And I would say to your point, Roxanne, Benjamin is actually going to be joining me because we're doing a toy show for the North Pole Networks where we'll be covering toys from different generations up till today.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. So I really think that, I might just wrap it up. It was so funny. Stephen Lemieux, who runs AfterBuzz, had a moment with me. He's like, Kev, I know you're like, in this kind of end of the business, you're like the Steve Jobs, and you're way ahead of the curve on everything, and I get it, but can you really explain this Christmas thing to me? And I said, Steven, I said, no, this is not.
Steven's in the chat right now, by the way.
I said, Steven, this is not me thinking about, we're going to become billionaires talking Christmas. I go, this is just more like a midlife crisis. Who knows?
Maybe the not too bad of a midlife crisis to have, Kev.
Yeah, no. Right.
Did you buy a $200,000 car or sleep with a mistress or run off to Mexico?
I watched my car go up in flames, so.
Bless you.
You saw it out there, right?
I did.
But you know, I decided.
I still want to take a picture in it. No, just for vanity purposes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
No, I'm going to fix it.
Always.
No. I woke up.
You are now.
You know, I've realized in life, like, you know, if I'm definitely fix it, Felix.
Wow. Kev.
I'm not wreck it, Ralph. I'm fix it, Felix. I fix everything.
That's amazing. Who wants to wreck things?
So I just, you know, and I'm like, God, I looked at it. I rolled it out of its spot and waited for the tow company to come. I go, God, this looks good, man. I think if I change this and switch that out, buff this,
I have something I need you to fix.
What do you need? What?
I was so proud of myself. I built my entire TV stand.
I saw that. It looked amazing.
Good.
Yeah, except I covered a part that I messed up with a GIF. Because it all works perfectly. I'm so impressed with myself, but one of the parts is backwards, so it's not painted, and I would have to unbolt everything, and I talked to my dad, and he said I should just like paint it or put like
something. Will you take pictures and send me?
Yeah, because I just can't do it.
I'll figure it out.
Stephen Lemieux says, I was really hoping to be billionaires off of Christmas.
Yeah, no, sorry, not on this one. I didn't know. No, not the purpose.
This is a passion project.
Passion project slash.
It's about giving, not receiving.
First step on my descent to madness.
It's like, when did it start to go bad for Kev? He started this Christmas in August podcast.
Well, excuse me. The North Pole Networks. Let's not forget. It's about it's the entire network. We're just a mere.
No, it's really awesome, Kev.
We're just a little flagship show. And we have Brian Earle, who hosts the Christmas Past, a very popular Christmas podcast. And then we've mentioned Tim Babb before, who has Can't Wait Till Christmas. He'll be joining the network. And I think the person who has the number one Christmas blog out there also now wants to do a show with us. And I mentioned Sam and I have a toy show. And Mackenzie and my niece want to do a very 2000s Christmas. going over, you know.
But they barely existed in the 2000s.
No, no. Yay.
This is just terrible. Rox.
I love Chris Hansen.
Yeah, well, yeah. Wait till the... Okay. See, good. It's don't so tune good. Into my first episode because I don't want you to learn the formula because at the end of the season, this one's going to like Christmas. Watch. Trust me.
Let's do it.
Roxy will like Christmas at the end of this Christmas.
Got to keep that mind in a state of possibility.
Didn't I have an excellent Christmas this last year?
No, that wasn't a good Christmas for you. Sorry.
I almost just choked on my water.
Sorry, Rox.
You guys turned around. It was so good.
No, it wasn't.
It was excellent.
It really wasn't good.
It was excellent.
It was excellent. I love Christmas time. Wow, All the good things happen.
That really, really made you more Jewish than you ever were, probably.
Oh, yeah. Buckle down. Kev, what do you want to do? Some new stuff?
Yeah, let's go to the news. I'm sure people are just so hyped up over the North Pole Network's being launched. And, of course, the Christmas Starts in August podcast launching Monday. So let's calm everyone down. Let's bring everyone down with some news.
Well, we have our news music going.
Did I mention the North Pole Network also has a news segment? Mm-hmm. So we had our news segment, you guys, too.
A full body choke head.
Yeah, it's very layered, very rich. So exciting. I'm envisioning just everything. Christmas sports, Christmas lifestyle, Christmas styles. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. You could do, what's that Philadelphia channel that does all the jewelry and clothing?
HSN.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
Ashley could do that one.
We're going to be everything. Ashley would be great on that. All right.
Kev, are you doing something with Hallmark Channel of Hallmark movies? Or is there some show?
Oh, yes. We had a very... listen. It was the first show, so we wanted to keep our tempers in check. But there was a lively discussion about Hallmark Christmas movies versus Lifetime. This is the stuff. It's incredible what we're going over. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, we'll get into the news, and we'll kind of catch people up a little more on what we were talking about earlier with Jeffrey Epstein. There are more details that kind of just make this seem somewhat more shady. So we had talked about the guards were asleep. We found that out. Video cameras show that there was no checks on Epstein's cell. Also, in addition, a couple days prior to this, his cellmate posted bail, and so he was alone in the cell. Now, he was, again, taken in on July 23rd in sex trafficking charges. They also said that the people who were supposed to guard him were working on severe overtime and that the conditions were inadequate for 2 years where these people were not trained properly or not working the hours that they should, or they were understaffed. Again, this is supposed to be the top-notch one of the top-notch facilities in the country. And right after this happened, of course, everybody taking to Twitter to express their opinions. It was interesting, and Steph and I were talking about this, the competition between hashtag Trump body count and hashtag Clinton body count. We talked about suicide versus murder. If it was murder, do we think that it was maybe the Clintons or Trump or a combination of Republican, Democrat?
Both.
I kind of think Clintons.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think Trump because Trump just dodged every bullet.
I don't think he cares what comes out about
And there was a word that he threw him out of someplace because he had a young girl with him, I think.
Yeah.
Again, not that I'm defending that wackadoodle right now, but
I think Clinton is definitely the best president of my lifetime, if not top five president ever.
Whoa. He was a good president.
Whoa. I think he was.
He was a good president.
I think he was an unbelievable president. I'm not speaking about how I feel about him as a husband or a person or any. I think he was an incredible president. I'd say
of your lifetime, probably that's accurate.
But
I think Obama did a good job, too.
I think Obama wasn't able to do the things that Obama...
But he wasn't, and yet, from the mess he inherited from the Bush administration, which Trump, because he's been so loud and so crazy, has made everyone forget about how awful Bush was. He might not have been awful as a human being, the worst president in modern times. And Obama inherited that and completely restabilized the country and set us up for what we're enjoying now. It's not... as much as Trump wants to take credit for the last 2 years, like this was all, these were things that were all put in place.
Nothing against Obama. I just think that Clinton was a better, stronger president. I think Obama.
You were six at the time.
Yeah, but this is like the kind of thing that I read on growing up in my house. I mean, this is all my dad talks about. You know, he collects all those political posters and pins and whatnot.
He was a good president. Yeah. I think he was solid.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Point being that it obviously has nothing to do with my political beliefs in that sense. But if I had to guess between the two, I do think it was probably the Clintons.
I never thought of it. You know what? And you know what? This is ignorant. I'm more aware. Those years I don't know the 90s. Mm-hmm. I was so busy working like you're working now, but physical labor in the carny business. I was just so out of it. Even the music that plays now, from back then, it's not nostalgic to me. It's just nothing because I was working so hard. But anyway, so I wasn't really as aware of it. So you might be right. I just think that Obama it's really hard what he inherited. He inherited a bankrupted country, worse since the Depression. And then all the wars we were in, and then the fact that he created Obamacare, which, listen, I get for like upper middle class and beyond, or even like the middle class that leans upper middle class, that might have been messy, but it was something, and it is something we do need to address in this country, the healthcare, you know. And that's been something for 100 years.
We don't want to, Kev.
We'll need this. Hyde wants to work with each other. So
I think a lot of people are steering us back a little bit to the power of the presidency, and even looking at president, to whether we're looking at, oh, could this person do this or this person do this? Like, comparison to House of Cards, is this not like straight out of House of Cards with what's going on?
I don't know.
It is.
I mean, the kind of shit that they're able to do, though, Michael, comes from somewhere.
I don't even think so, because House of Cards, like, this guy was like, he was a sophisticated, like, killer. This is not sophisticated. This is just kooky. I'm being nice when I say kooky. So I don't know.
I think they were just desperate, and they're like, we gotta kill him.
Yeah.
Quick.
So, nobody's gonna ever know who did it, and nobody's gonna care.
Do you think at this point, I mean, the Clintons, I mean, everyone accuses them of everything anyway. Do you think they would care? Or do you think he'd face time?
Yeah, because Hillary, I think, still wants to be involved.
I think that
and
also.
Do you think they feel like they'd face time?
Possibly. And by the way, I'm not saying this under any. It's just a guess. That's my guess.
If out of those two, I don't even know if it was those two. There's a ton of billionaires and millionaires in the pockets of all of them.
That's more what I'm thinking is someone with billions, with a B, who was like, oh, hell no.
Totally possibly, but of Michael's two options, A or B.
Yeah,
I think there's no shot this was Trump.
No, I don't think so.
I think it could have been a joint venture. And again,
what about Putin?
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 No, he doesn't
Trump's
care.
Trump's girlfriend.
He doesn't care.
Poo-poo?
He's another one. He doesn't give two shits, that
Le
guy.
Pew pew.
We shall see. Well, speaking of Trump, he tweeted something out that probably caused this movie to at least get put over the top of being canceled, that movie being The Hunt. It was a Universal movie that was scheduled to come out September 27th. And the plot of
just
this movie
weird, I know.
Was that these people wake up in a clearing or in some kind of a facility, and they're being hunted by the elites, these rich people, and they're being hunted. Starred Emma Roberts, starred Hilary Swank. Now, they had the promotion pulled for this on August 7th, which was right after the shootings took place in Dayton and El Paso. Trump tweeted on August 9th saying, quote, liberal Hollywood is racist at the highest level with great anger and hate. They like to call themselves elite, but they are not elite. And he says, this movie coming out is made in order to inflame and cause chaos. Universal later pulled the movie. Do you think that this movie will ever come out, or do you think that other movies will be impacted by this as well?
Yeah. Rox, explain the first of all, give me the premise of the film.
So basically what happens is 12 people wake up in a field, essentially, no idea why they've been selected, and they are being hunted by rich people, and they don't know why they're there. It's about people hunting other people for sport, seemingly. So this
great episode of Gilligan's Island, by the way. Jonathan Kincaid, yes, he was a hunter.
I've seen all the episodes.
He was a hunter who's a world-class hunter, and he came to the island, and he had decided he'd hunted every animal, and he'd beaten every animal, and he never hunted a human, so he decided to hunt everyone on the island. But guess who foiled his plans? Guess who's the one person he couldn't get?
Who?
Gilligan.
Wow. Shocked.
And that, and then that, that's why he left the island. He was embarrassed.
Interesting.
And, oh, and he actually had a nervous breakdown because of it. And he kept saying the words. It was one of the happier endings they've ever had on that show.
Should have taken some Xanax. It would
help. No, the radio came on and they were like, and Jonathan Kincaid, you know, they found him off the shore of blah, blah. And he was in some stupor and all he kept saying was, Gilligan, Gilligan. And then everyone cheered for the for Gilligan. So it's been so again, it's been, we've seen it before.
So
TV.
Oh, and I mean, we saw it most recently in something like The Hunger Games
and Purge,
or Purge. Right. It's happened all the time. The reason that this was specifically pulled now is because of the mass shootings that are going on, and like Trump said in his tweet, a lot of people believe that video games or these types of movies are the reason that these mass shootings are happening, or if they're not the only reason, they're part of the bigger reason. For me, personally, talking about this specific movie and movies of this type, I think it's really unfortunate and upsetting that this movie would be pulled. I think that there are movies about all different kinds of things that are going on in the news. There's movies about sex trafficking, about genocides, about war, about shootings. And why we would pick this to be the one when we're talking about the plot of film that's already been shot. Like, I think about, as an actress, somebody like Betty Gilpin, okay?
Oh, I know.
Betty Gilpin,
yeah.
Who
I didn't even think of that.
She's the star of Glow.
Right.
And she's been waiting and
that's
waiting.
That's right, for her one vehicle. Oh,
and this
man.
Is, she, next to Hilary Swank and Emma Roberts and these people, like, these. She's somebody who's worked, she's 33, she's been working her whole life towards this. She gets cast in a movie with them. They not only does it go through pre-production and production, but post-production, and now they don't, it just, that's it. That's that. And of all of the different, this happened also with the Heathers show that they were doing, and it's happened a few times now where they've pulled things or Punisher episodes were pushed back.
I love it. I feel bad for her, but I love censorship rocks. That, you know, it's my big thing, big proponent.
Censor
and
everyone.
Everything. Well, this is why I tried to explain to you guys. You guys thought you could make a little line and that would be it. And I cautioned you. I said, once the censorship starts, what's funny to one person, or what's offensive to another person, or scary, it's really hard to police. And
it's
really
about...
unfortunate. I was talking to Sam about this today too. And you know, Sam said something depressing. He goes, yeah, but Kev, you know, now you sound like the old guy.
You don't want to, warned against something.
Or who thinks, well, the old guy who's saying to himself, like, well, my day, this was funny. He goes, but he's like, you know, they don't find, that generation doesn't find the offensive comedy that you guys find funny. Like, they just don't find it funny. And that's just how it is. And I said, you know, it's the first time, at least in comedy, I feel like we look back at some like It Hot, let's say, which I don't think was a funny movie now by today's standards. But if you notice over time, it just seemed like we were getting funnier and funnier and funnier and funnier. And now I feel like this is the first time we've regressed in terms of that. And I think it applies to what you're saying too, with the censorship.
But that's the thing, though, Kev. I agree exactly with what you're saying, but also, this isn't a comedy.
But
they're not. They're,
but I warned you.
No, I know that's a different point than you're
making.
I know,
but I warned you. That
I totally get that.
It never stops.
Totally get that. I'm just saying how specific this seems to be right now for Trump to be targeting this movie.
Well, that goofball shouldn't. I mean, like, really, buddy? Like, but I mean, again, at this point, are we surprised? For him, I mean, really? Oh, by the way, did you see the mooch turned on him?
No, I didn't see that.
First crack in the armor. He was like, I think Republicans need to start thinking about someone else in 2020.
Did Trump respond to that?
Yeah, he said something like, you don't even know me, or something. He didn't go back at him too hard, but it was enough. I actually wanted to text Anthony and say, you know, good for you at some point to now start. At some point, you have to distance yourself, I think.
I will say to the people in the booth right now, so the signal seems to be going in and out every second. So I do think we should probably do one more story, close out the show.
Yes, indeed.
Figure out the tech issues for next week.
This is why we take it out of orbit before someone else has her show that's more important than ours.
Yes.
Are you talking about God?
No, we're talking about one of the people on the North Pole Networks for a new female based show we haven't announced.
What is Mrs. Claus's name?
Mrs. Claus.
She doesn't have a first name?
Nope.
Santa gets Santa and she gets Mrs.
Claus, as of now.
Jeff. The SJW in me is livid.
Yeah, you guys are going to. Don't worry. You're fixed.
Her first name
you're
is Mrs. Fix.
Listen, if you watch Year Without Klaus. A Santa Claus, you will see how important Mrs. Claus is. Saves Christmas.
I did watch it.
Straightens out.
Why don't we give her, like, why can't she be Sarah or Jennifer?
Maybe she
Maria?
Is. Maybe she is. Maybe she is. Hmm. Why you got to be like that? Hmm. It's. I wonder. I'd like to know what the feminist view of Christmas is. Do you guys hate Christmas too, Stefan?
No, not at all. But I definitely.
There's a lot to hate about it, though.
Right? Santa Claus isn't white. As white, if anything, he's like you, or like I know you're technically white, but he would be.
But look how dark. Look how dark
skin.
My skin is. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dark skin, right? All the Middle Eastern people have beards. Didn't Christmas came out of the Middle East, so he probably would be darker. I and mean, by yeah. the way, and Saint Nick was Greek, so he like had the dark skin and the long beard.
Wait, Saint Nick was Greek?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Saint Nicholas.
Michael doesn't know everything.
Look at rocks. He changed, baby.
No.
Let's
wait,
get it.
Everybody, wait a second now. This is, don't get down on Mike. This is why we, this is clearly the need for the North Pole Networks.
Edumacation,
right?
Clearly
exactly.
The need. That's all we've established here tonight. Okay. Right. Anything else, Mike, before we go?
The final story, because I think we actually can talk a little bit about this and have some fun conversation. The NFL is back.
So exciting.
The NFL is back.
Stefan.
The SJW massive eye roll from the booth.
Oh, wow.
Why is SJ, what's wrong with the NFL being back?
They have done so many ass backwards things, and I just can't stand poor leadership, and that's just the tea.
Okay.
What?
I mean, Michael, to answer that question, and by the way, I'm a massive football fan, so remember that. To answer that question, what she's talking about, obviously, is Kaepernick type stuff, concussion things.
The hypocrisy between weed and allegations like rape and sexual assault, but weed gets way more highly punished.
And
makes
animal
no
violence.
Sense.
Right, yeah.
Rightfully so.
So that's what, if your question was a genuine why, that's the answer to that question.
He might be the guy who runs that, Goodell, may be the worst of all the commissioners.
I just like want to legitimately sock him in the face.
I mean,
he's
and again,
the worst.
And I like football. I'm like Rox. I like watching football.
Of course,
and
it's fun.
And by the way, and the what this guy gets paid, tens of millions, Rox. And the from what I understand, the owners are afraid of him. Like he kept saying, like, oh, you think it's bad with me? It's going to be way worse without me. I'm holding so much together, you don't even know. And basically, like, scared them into keeping him and even giving him a bump.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. You know, I remember David Stern wasn't liked in the NBA, but deep down you knew he was making the NBA pretty bomb diggity. You know, I mean,
I love when you say things like that, Kev.
I didn't love.
He was making it bomb
diggity. And I like Adam right now. His replacement is a much... younger version of him, which means he's more open-minded. But you know, I know most commissioners are kind of hated in their time, but this guy does seem just like he's inconsistent, he's hypocritical. Yeah, it's just yeah. You know what? Other than the first Patriots victory, that the one where Brady won after his 4-game suspension and Goodell had to hand him the trophy. You can't ask for more justice in life. That was amazing.
That moment made me remember that payback's a bitch.
Oh, my God.
And like all those other things, like GMP.
Right. If there is not a lesson in when you have enemies attacking you, to hang in, endure, reach down deep, and get more powerful, GMP, it's the best way to handle your business.
Business.
Anyway, so Mike, NFL's back. We are excited, right? Something to do on a Sunday again.
Sure. Why
definitely.
Not?
Definitely. Yeah, I love the fact that it's back because, you know, I'm not a baseball fan, so I'm a basketball and football fan. So this last several weeks, I don't know what to do, but super excited. Who you guys think is the favorite? Do you think the Pats have a chance?
Yes. They always have a chance.
More than a chance. As long as Brady and Belichick are there, they more than have a chance.
I think when you have them, you always have a chance. Yeah. But, you know, I definitely think there's parity this year, Mike. You know?
Do you think Gronk is going to come back?
Why, are they talking about that?
There's always the thought. He's still young.
Yeah, but is he not? Has there been any grumblings?
I wouldn't say there's been grumblings. I actually saw a shot of him the other day. There was some video that he didn't look like he's been working out, and he looked a lot skinnier. A lot.
Skinnier,
I mean,
like,
they get, like,
meaning, like,
beat
not game ready skinny, or skinny like he's ready to go. He's felt
like he hasn't worked out.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Mike. It's like,
but just so you know, the most recent update was yesterday. They announced that Gronk is going to be announcing something on August 27th.
I bet you anything it's a...
he's hosting.
Yeah, I think it's a project of
and
some kind.
And I think he would be hilarious.
Next chapter. So yeah. I definitely don't think he's coming back.
I mean,
turning into Shannon Sharp. Yeah, the only thing... less woke.
Right. I think the only thing
you... I love him for a party show.
Yeah, he's not going to be out of work. He likes the WWE. There's plenty for him to do. I think with him, what Brady was kind of talking about to him... was him maybe doing like a half season, which you see more guys in baseball now that are late 30s into 40s, especially pitchers. They're like halfway through the season is they'll come back. And we're seeing it more and more. And that's what Brady was hoping. Like, sit out, stay healthy, work out, and then come join us for the last six games. And, you know, he's such a presence, even just blocking, and he's such a, as a decoy.
He is, but he also gets injured so easily.
He does, but that's the point.
That's why the half season but the is point, brilliant yeah. for him. Yeah,
but whatever, you know, I give him credit for being like, for a guy like that who loves energy, loves the attention, he loves standing in the spotlight, and for him to go, I don't know. It's pretty. I give him credit for that, though.
On top of all those things, loving attention, all of those things, he loves. But really, you guys know I have three friends who have slept with him. That's me personally.
So wow.
Everyone I know knows somebody from Boston knows somebody who slept with him. Everyone.
But do you get more so lucky by staying in the league or being out of the
way
league?
More
do you
in
think
the league?
That the people who are sleeping with him know if he's in or out.
Yeah, because he's relevant. He's hip.
No, I'm saying you do for the next couple years.
He's
no
got
way
two more,
know.
About 2 more years of pussy. But if he stays popular and relevant, no, plenty of pussy.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, once you walk off the field of any of these, it's like your stock drops significantly. Mm. But you could listen. You still could do all right on the local scene.
Yeah, I feel like you're fine. Like they're
you're fine.
If you're really good, if you become like, Shaq or Shannon Sharp or any
oh, yeah,
of those,
you're
like
good.
You're fine.
Yeah,
like you're still
plenty.
Making money. You're driving nice cars. You're still on the big screen. People want to see you.
Plenty of what, Stefan?
Oh, pathay.
And he did a great job of saving his money. So I don't think he spent almost any of his actual contract earnings.
Gronk?
He lived off other things. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Good for him.
Yeah.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
What Michael is saying right now is the most shocking news that we've ever had on TTS.
Because he's such a free spirit.
I'm shocked.
Do you see the boat party he throws every year? Do you guys follow that?
Well, he sells tickets to some of them, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, though, once a year, he throws this massive yacht party that is like, I've never seen pictures like I've seen from this or footage like
but
it.
But you know, Rock's just come from the celebrity world. Most of the time you get a friend who's got the yacht and goes, let's do it. You know what I mean? And then everyone, you know, you're going to be like, okay, everyone's got a social, so I'll take all the Budweiser you can give me. And so whatever. All right, Mike, why don't you take us out of orbit? And we apologize, of course, for our technical difficulties. And I really hope that this woke studio will be ready for better together.
It will be.
Yeah, it's
and it will
minor
be ready
adjustment.
For us to be
Guys,
here next week.
As I look at this, man, this transitions very easily into a Christmas studio.
It does. That much is true.
You know
true.
What? You replace the lemons with ornaments, Boston style. Right?
Yeah.
Christmas lights we can put
Rocks
in the flowers.
Is going into like
I'm telling
shocked.
You, Rocks. I'm seeing it now. Or not. Listen, you guys. It's the very first time that we've actually learned something.
Really?
In 3 years.
What did we learn?
We've learned that there's clearly a need for the North Pole Networks and for Christmas Starts in August podcast. Clearly.
Yeah.
It's like hands down now. Mm-hmm. More than ever. Mm. Now I know.
No.
People need this, Rocks.
No.
They need it. Yes, they do. Rocks, by the way, you need all the goys distracted with lights and Santa. That's less time for them wanting to kill you.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
That's fine.
It's at Roxy's Dryer.
True.
And Rocks, this weekend, what do we got for scams?
Few different scams. Texted Steph this week. We're trying to scam all the weekends. Grammy's 92nd birthday is on Saturday.
Oh,
so
I'm not gonna be here.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Are you having a party or anything?
I think she wants to. She has said that she would like to do an early dinner. So that's at 2:30.
Okay.
Because that's when you eat dinner. And I think we're going to go for Chinese. And that's what she wants to do. We're just doing it with the grandkids.
Nice.
So there's a few grandkids taking her to dinner.
I'd be crashing that if I were here.
And then I bought her. She's such a bitch about her makeup because she's so vain. As she should be. She's so stunning. But it's crazy. Like, she was upset because I brought Steph over to the house and she didn't know that she wanted to put on makeup for Steph and I didn't give her ample time for that, whatever.
I love it. Old but school, so, baby.
Mind you, she's, like, stunning. Stunning.
Yeah, so, yeah. But she is so bitchy about the eyeshadows. So she's like, I want shimmer, not sparkle. Cream, but big enough for my fingers to put in. Not a wand because I can't unscrew it. No powders. I'm 92. Like, so I found her these three very expensive eyeshadows, so we will be debuting those as well.
Very nice.
But then partying. Steph and I have some party plans.
Private parties or bars?
One of them is a birthday party.
Okay.
And then we got to figure out our other night.
Great scam.
Yeah. Want to come?
I'm not here.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not here. There's a Greek pig roast. I might be needed at, unfortunately.
Your name day.
I hate when you go out of town.
It's not my name day.
Oh, I thought it was coming up.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I have one.
You do, Kev.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I know?
I'm pissed.
Michael, what are you going to be doing?
I don't necessarily have anything specifically lined up. What I want to do is one of the next two weekends, go down to San Diego and La Jolla because you can swim with leopard sharks this time of year.
Oh, yeah, not so big on that.
Leopard sharks on a scale of great whites to not so dangerous are the very bottom. There hasn't been a leopard shark attack on a human since 1955. And hundreds of them gather in La Jolla.
So we're due for another. That's all that means. You know where that doesn't happen, Mike? As I say all the time, in the screening room.
I
really think a field trip to the abandoned Santa's village an hour and a half away is a much better use of your time. I'm just saying, throwing that out there. But once you tune into the NotSim Network, the North Pole Networks, you'll be able to see. We'll have an extensive broadcast of our tour. But back to the NotSim Network. Please tell friends about the network. Get them to subscribe. If you're bored on Friday, Sam and Hot Dog will be available for a new show. And look forward to more programming down the road. I think that's kind of it for us rocks here on this inaugural edition. It's just kind of bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know if this works for me. I think we may be back at After
Buzz. Oh my God, Kev.
Sorry.
Okay, we got to end now.
Sorry. Let's end it. You guys, everyone, until I'm back, do your best to keep Christmas in your hearts. Begin the holidays just slightly and make it a better tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Be sure to subscribe to our Not Sam YouTube channel and hit us up on social media at The Tomorrow Show. I'm Sam Roberts, the last professional broadcaster, and this has been a presentation of the Not Sam Network.